Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Friday, October 14th, 2005. I have in my hand today a piece of paper that's kind of ratty. It's been carried through the woods and snatched by from one hand to another in a dramatic scene. It's a one of the key documents in a short movie I was in recently. It's actually more or less finished up shooting. We have more to do next week. A very low-budget independent film.
So we don't have a date for this and I'll just begin.
This particular letter,
there are days when each person orders right now,
especially the people I have to mix with on a daily basis, take on the significance
of symbols, either isolated or connected,
which come together to form a cult
in its editorial policy and of managers,
shadowy critics to also strive for a kind of impersonal Mandarin style, pure criticism that would delight the teacher of critical writing class at Yale.
While this is more or less what I was actually thinking at that time.
Writing the Village Voice,
various thoughts that stumbled upon each other, trying to line up and make it to the front stage and perform their little bit. And so I continue.
And I'm going to read it as best I can in the character.
Can I continue without sipping coffee?
Vinny, I don't know if he has a first name.
Maybe four pages.
Is that what I'm doing?
My dearest Patricia, I admit that acceleration may be today the woods speak to me in your voice, now tender, now cruel, now full of the sadness of the wind.
An objection
I
to
beg
the measurement
you
of acceleration.
Do not reply to my letters.
Based on
it is better that I walk
each
day.
Time. Okay, so in other words, we can measure acceleration as long as we don't question the underlying concept of measuring
hesitation.
Okay.
Coming to
so he says, okay, well, give up on that, and we'll say that acceleration is something we can measure. Okay, because we know speed and
the distant clamorous
time, so we can get these but how
understand
are we to measure
like
force
to whom
and mass? We do not even know what they are.
I continue.
What is mass?
Sometimes, walking down the street, I hear snatches of private conversations, and they are almost all about another woman, another man, the son of some third party or someone else's lover.
Even at 20, I see
just hearing these shadowy fragments of human discourse,
older than you would ever,
which are, after all, what most conscious lives are taken up with.
I think that is for the best.
A tedium born of disgust, a terror of being exiled.
No, that's not bad. Anyway, thinking about this, this little bit of, I guess we'll call it non-diegetic sound. And it's a wonderful phrase I learned recently. Browsing through film sound .org, and it is
since he began working in the late decade,
is not verbatim story or actually
artists in another medium for commercial
literally
art forms, not part
several
of the story,
examples of which lead viewers at the entrance and represent the only basic art element work shown.
If you artist's lifelong love of another medium clearly shapes the formally moral and doesn't
yet procedural adjective style that defines his and quoting about reference aesthetic.
It is also,
but it will definitely take longer than 5 minutes to read it.
So what you could do is write this, set up the mic to record the mixed radio shows. While listening to the mixed radio shows, read and, of course, embellish a selection of appropriate length from the
Then why not say
the mind
mass
is
in quotient to emerge,
of course, by acceleration.
So apparently what he's making, the point he's making here is that they're all different projects.
And
you can arbitrarily pick out,
but even at the very beginning,
one of them,
the baby crying, which
or at least
most critics and I guess most people who know that Fassbinder was born in 1945, in the beginning scene of the movie is a wedding interrupted by a bombing raid in Nazi Germany in 1945 near the end of the war, would assume that the baby we don't see crying in the background during this bombing raid is in fact Fassbinder himself. And that's just one example of the use of sound, diegetic.